We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, here at 938. And pleased to be joined on the phone by Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on here, and it's a very important subject we're going to get into here, and that is the role of mental health here during these challenging times here with the coronavirus pandemic continuing on. You know, a lot of folks are stuck inside here, and then that can lead to some unforeseen issues with some folks. And I wanted to have you on here to kind of chat about that and what people should do if they do have any issues with mental illness while they're stuck inside.
Absolutely. You know, we're all familiar with viruses like the common cold and flu, but COVID-19 is new, and it's presenting a situation none of us could have imagined. You know, and the fact that it's extremely contagious, has resulted in we're seeing business closures in our community, of course, social distancing and quarantine measures that have really disrupted our daily lives. So it does become very important for us to pay attention to our mental health during this time when we're isolated and really uncertain about what's around the corner. In talking with people, of course, there are so many things that people are concerned about. When you just take a look at some of our shopping behavior, you can see certainly we've got a lot of us are concerned about shortages of certain just really common goods being available. Toilet paper seems to be the number one thing that people are concerned about not being able to access. I think that the financial stress, and so whether it's folks who have been laid off and lost their jobs, small business owners, not-for-profits, churches, even our local governmental entities, that there's just a lot of stress right now. And then there's just those concerns about the health, about your own health, about the health of friends, the health of families. I think that we're all very concerned about, what if I get sick? What if I pass the virus on to somebody else, especially those who are high risk? And yet, we have all those concerns, and yet we're also concerned about not being able to connect with family and friends in the way that we're used to. I've certainly been aware that that's a big concern for me and for many people. And then to make matters worse, we don't know how long this is going to go on. And so that can add to an element of anxiety for all of this. But, there are things we can control, and there's a lot of things we can't control, but there are things that we can control, and I think that it's important for us to try to focus on the things that we can control and that do give us at least some sense of comfort. I'm noticing things like needing to control what goes into my mind, for example. We can control how much time we spend in front of the TV or in front of the screen. And I think it's really important that we not overconsume news and information. And it's probably especially important that what information we do consume come from reliable sources. And I think of, the sources I think of are, of course, at a worldwide level, the World Health Organization, and then at the federal level, the Centers for Disease Control. At the state level, it would be the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and at the local level, it would be Riley County or the County Health Department for whichever county you live in. I think the other thing would be when you are having screen time, be really careful about just consuming information that just seems to be inflammatory or, you know, meant to provoke fear and anxiety, because that's oftentimes what will happen. It's also important, I think, just to really try to take care of your body, you know, and part of that includes keeping a healthy diet and exercising. You know, the gyms are closed, but you can maintain social distance by getting out of the house. We've had some really beautiful days here lately. It really is very incongruent to have the birds chirping and the flowers blooming and the trees are starting to bud, and yet we have this really bizarre sort of alternative universe that seems to be going on. It's important to get enough sleep. And sleep can be a really precious commodity right now. And then there's all those other guidance about just maintaining our personal hygiene, especially you know, the washing of our hands with soap for at least 20 seconds, you know, using hand sanitizers that are 60% or more of alcohol, not, you know, cleaning hard surfaces, not touching hard surfaces if you have to be out and about. There's all kinds of things. And some of this advice is advice that you would give to people under normal circumstances, like don't smoke or drink alcohol excessively, don't use drugs. You know, those kinds of personal habits can really add stress to the situation. And so it's best to try to do things that are going to be the most healthy for our bodies and our minds.
You know, it's interesting, too. I don't think we realize, because so many of us love to be introverts with social media anymore, it seems like, especially kids. And now that we're kind of forced to not have those social interactions, I think we appreciate it more and more now. And one of the things I'm kind of curious about is talking to children about this. And because I have two kids of my own, and they're not quite sure why this is going on the way that's going on. And, you know, you don't want to scare them, but at the same time, you want to be honest with them. And how do you have those conversations with kids?
Well, and, you know, I think it's important to realize, too, that our kids follow our lead. And if our kids see that we're panicked or our anxiety's really high and we're really tense, then, you know, our kids are going to take cues from that. And so part of being there for our kids and the way our kids need us to be there for them means paying attention to our own mental health and our own anxiety. And sometimes people don't even recognize what anxiety looks like. But, you know, if you think about just having that sort of uncontrollable worry or dread where you just can't get that out of your mind, some people will report stomach and digestive problems, you know, associated with this. Another thing I'm hearing a lot about is just trouble concentrating or not remembering things or not being able to think real clearly. And then there's always just being irritable and restless. And so, you know, when parents are feeling that kind of a way, kids, you know, I've always thought that my kids were probably the people that knew me the best, because our kids study us. You know, we're that person that's there with them, and they see what we do, they hear what we say, and oftentimes will emulate our behaviors. So it's I think a good time for us to try to take an abnormal situation and introduce as much normalcy as we possibly can to that. You know, I'm hearing more people who are doing things like playing board games with their kids at home, more people who are taking time, for example, to actually cook meals together as a family. They have more time than they did before, and so the frantic pace that families kept in the past isn't there anymore because, you know, soccer practice has been canceled and art classes have been canceled and there's no ballet classes. And so families have a lot more downtime than they once did. And so it's providing opportunities for them really to slow down and to do things more as a family. I've seen a lot of families out taking walks together, especially this week. And, you know, parents kind of keeping their kids close at hand, maintaining that social distance that advised to maintain, but, you know, engaging in activities like that. It's a good time, too, you know, if you've got art and craft kinds of activities, to do some of those at home. Again, you know, trying to take in an abnormal situation and trying to introduce just some normal kinds of fun activities. And those kinds of activities can be very healing, not only for the kids, but also for the parents. And then there's that whole school thing. I know a lot of parents are trying to figure out how to be school teachers for their children. And I think it's real important for parents to realize that, you know, while we don't know how long this is going to last, we do know that this too shall pass, and that that at some point we will look back on this and we'll see that it was a snapshot in time, but it wasn't all time. And so I think parents need to probably take some of the pressure off of themselves to achieve at the highest possible or imaginable levels, and just do what they can with their kids to provide those opportunities for learning that the school is making available to them. And depending on which school district they're in, whether it's through hard copies of papers that are being distributed home or whether they're actually doing some online studies.
Well, we'll continue our conversation. Let's take a quick break, and we'll talk some more here with Robin Cole, Pawnee Mental Health, after this on News Radio KMAN. Mm-hmm.